Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to talk somewhat about exercise and how it can help with anti-aging. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark again, and again, we are going to be talking about the anti-aging benefits of exercise. And with us today, we have a special guest, Arlene Spalla, who's here from the Center for Weight Loss Success. Say hello, Arlene.
Hi, everybody. I'm a personal trainer here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, and I'm very excited to be talking about exercise because that is my favorite topic. And I have been working in the fitness industry for 25 years.
Ah, so this is something near and dear to your heart, so to speak. Now, obviously, I encourage people to exercise, but there are some extra benefits that exercise. We're going to throw some bennies that are out there that exercise will bring to us if we're trying to stay as young as possible. Isn't that right?
That's right. You know, everybody's looking for the fountain of youth, and so far we haven't truly found it, but exercise is pretty darn close. So everybody knows that you should exercise because it's good for you. But with working with clients, I find it interesting that they don't really truly get it, because if you get it, who wouldn't want to look younger? Who wouldn't want to feel younger? So the first thing I want to talk about is what it does on the outside, right? I mean, when you exercise, obviously you're increasing your lean body mass, you're doing the cardio, you're burning the fat. So you're going to lose weight and you're going to appear more youthful because you're in shape, you're slender. And as we get older into middle age, people gain weight. That just happens. And before you know it, you're 40 years old and you've got that spare tire around your center. And it ages people, and then they start to get obesity-related diseases, and it just goes on, and they continue to get unhealthy and to age. So that's one thing, obviously, and that's the one thing that people think about when they think about exercise, what it does on the outside. But there's so much more. There's what goes on the inside also.
Right. So kind of one of the things when we talk about exercise and kind of the anti-aging benefits here, which obviously you take to heart, because what, you're 1920 now, aren't you, or something along those lines? But it's one of those things that there are a lot of things. We're going to walk through kind of five different true benefits that exercise can help you, not just with all the health benefits, true, but this is some of the things that we want to be able to do when we talk about aging. You know, aging, and I'm going to digress here for just a second, but aging, the problem, if you want to stay with aging, isn't necessarily that, oh, we've got another year. It's because typically we start to lose things, and specifically with aging, we start to lose mobility, we start to lose our vision, and then eventually we start to lose our mind. So those are the three huge things with aging that we want to try to prevent. So let's kind of walk through some of these. We've got five little topics here. And so the first one that I want you to talk about is looking younger. Because obviously you take this to heart. All right, Arlene.
Okay, well, like I was talking about, actually appearing younger, not what's going on the inside, but what's going on the outside. One of the things is your skin. If you think about it, when you're exercising, you have more blood flow, the oxygen is being carried more around the body more, and you know, your skin, you have that glow to you. And because you're burning the fat, you do lose the weight. And everybody wants to look good. I mean, that's just a natural thing for everybody to look good on the outside. Of course, we want to appear youthful. And so that's probably the number one thing that people think about. I want to lose weight. I want to look better. I want to appear younger, because really, again, so many people, I can tell somebody that I walk by on the street when if they exercise or not. And just, it's not even just their size, but it's just the way they carry themselves. And if you get to a point where you're middle-aged and you haven't established that habit, it gets a lot harder. But it's never too late. It's never too late. You can lose weight at any time. You can start appearing younger. I teach seniors every week, and I see week after week the benefit it is for them. So you can start it at any time. The other thing, Dr. Clark, I want to talk about on the cellular level.
Absolutely. I wanted you to talk about that a little bit, because that's a very important topic. I actually had a whole Losing Weight USA episode on this specific topic. So tell us a little about it.
Well, I know you can explain this a lot better, but as a personal trainer and explaining it to a lay person, a lot of studies have been done on what's going on the inside at the cellular level, and there are these DNA strands on the end of our chromosomes, and basically what happens is when they get too short, your cells die. Now that is the natural part of aging, but you know, and everybody is going to age, but again, we're talking about slowing down the aging process, and who wouldn't want that, right? So regular exercise, what it does is it slows down the shortening of those DNA strands, so they actually, your cells live longer, and what a great thing that is, right? So your cells stay younger longer.
Exactly. That's that the ends of the DNA strands, there's a name to them. They call them telomeres. And telomeres are basically the very ends. If you're wanting a visual of kind of how to picture this, it's like the end of a shoelace, you know, like a sneak, you know, shoelace on your sneaker that has that little plastic band that holds it from fraying. And the telomeres then, as we age, they tend to shorten. And if they actually shorten enough, then you get these little stray little strands everywhere. And at a certain factor, or a certain length then, or when they're gone, that basically leads to cell death. So we want to slow down the unraveling of these little ends of your shoelaces, so to speak, which is really the ends of the chromosomes. So it's kind of, we want to keep those telomeres as long and as good and as healthy as absolute possible, and exercise is one of the best ways to do it. So the second topic there, we talked a little bit just about looking younger, but what else can we do? The second thing is actually improving brain function. That's another thing with aging. We tend to, I can't remember where I put my car keys, and then eventually I can't remember where I live. So hopefully that won't happen to us, but exercise, it helps a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. And I'm at that point. I was going to tell everybody I'm 85 and I look really good, but really I'm 44, but I still feel good. But I'm at that point where I go into the room and what was I doing there? However, I know with the regular exercise that I get, it definitely improves my memory. And it does. And again, the studies have shown that regular, and I'm talking about regular exercise, not just exercising every once in a while, but regular, consistent exercise helps improve your memory. Studies are done on elderly people and how great it is for them. When I'm exercising, like if I'm out running, that's where I get some of my best ideas. I have to get home quickly so I can write down all these ideas I have because I have such mental clarity. So it definitely helps.
Right. They'll actually help, the exercise itself can help connect those little neurons. They have better connections then. And if they have better connections, they're firing more efficiently. And that's really what kind of memory and the thought process is all these little neuronal connections firing. And hopefully they're firing in sync and not just sporadic little shooting out there. Because we'd like to keep those memories all together and the thought process coherent. All right, so that's the second thing. Now, the third thing then is really, as we talked about or kind of alluded to earlier, is that you want to maintain muscle mass and build just strong, you know, stronger bodies and bones. Okay, that's an exercise very important for that.
Okay, this is very important, especially for the elderly people, because the normal part of aging is couple things happen, sarcopenia and osteoporosis, and it's losing the muscle mass and it's getting brittle bones. And why is this so important? Well, you lose muscle mass. You don't want that because that slows down your metabolism. That ages you. Brittle bones, you fall, break a bone. You know, all this is bad for your health. All this is aging. So what do you do to prevent that? Well, weight-bearing exercises and doing any type of resistance training. For a lot of elderly people who they have trouble, maybe they don't want to do weights, they can do it in the pool, they can do resistance exercises, but you have to do weight-bearing exercises and some type of resistance to counteract that losing the muscle.
Right. We tend to lose, as we age, we tend to lose about 1% of our lean body mass every year. Now, that's not just muscle, but it's also bone, too, as part of our lean body mass. Both of those things aren't good. And again, kind of, I mentioned earlier that one of the worst parts of aging is losing mobility. And if we're losing bone and muscle, you're losing mobility. Exercise is probably the greatest way to keep that up and preserve that mobility that we'd like. Fourth problem, or if you want to say fourth benefit here, is that we can work on the heart a little bit, can't we?
We can keep our hearts and our lungs younger. So exercise improves the efficiency of the heart and the lungs. You can take in more oxygen. The cardio output is greater, and that's how much blood your heart can pump out in a minute. So, I mean, your heart, really, you want to keep that young as long as possible, obviously. So important to people out there that you understand that really you can't see what's going inside your body when you're exercising, but you're strengthening that heart. You're decreasing your resting heart rate. If you want to know what your resting heart rate is, by the way, true resting heart rate is first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. You can check on your wrist, count for 30 seconds, multiply by 2, or count for 60 seconds, and take that number and see what it is. Average resting heart rate is about 70. As we age, it starts getting higher and higher. But with exercise, regular exercise, that resting heart rate lowers, and that's what you want. That's what you're looking for.
Right, you like to keep that heart beating as efficiently as possible. You mentioned kind of cardiac output. It's really how much blood the heart can kind of pump in a minute. And the more efficient it is, the better it is in tone, if you want to say that. The more efficient it is, the better off you're going to be. And the heart, just like every other muscle, needs to be exercised too. It just isn't kind of going, it's not something we can really control. We don't really think about it and do this. But when we exercise, you are exercising your heart. It's not just the skeletal muscle that you're exercising. So absolutely beneficial there. And then kind of finally, what I call the fifth kind of benefit of kind of the exercise and the anti-aging factors is we can kind of manipulate some hormones that can help us with this anti-aging.
Definitely. A couple examples, testosterone and growth hormone, and that deals with the rebuilding of tissues, enhancing the immune system, and that's one of the things we talk about with people who exercise on a regular basis. They actually don't get as sick as often. That's what studies have shown. I can attest to that too. I mean, I really, knock on wood, don't get sick very often. You know, and obviously, Dr. Clark, some of this has to do with heredity. But you have to understand out there that exercise, it affects your whole body, and these hormones, and they're a lot in your body, and they're doing all different things to your body, that especially high intensity exercise affects this testosterone and growth hormone, and you want that to happen.
Absolutely, yeah. That part of the reason we age is because as time goes on, literally probably from late 20s on, as we start having less and less growth hormone, less and less testosterone. And testosterone is actually extremely important for women, too. Often women don't think about that, gee, they have any testosterone, but actually they do. They make about 10% of what a man would make, but it is very important for how they feel, preserving lean body mass, mental clarity, preventing a lot of lots of different disease processes even, because most of the most important tissue actually has receptors for testosterone in it. So it's not just your libido, and it's not just those things that we kind of are somewhat obvious when we talk about kind of testosterone, but there are lots of other things that it improves. So keeping those levels high as possible, both testosterone and growth hormone, are very, very important to prevent some of the, I feel tired, I just fatigued all the time, I'm not thinking clearly, I get headaches, I just have aches and pains, more joint pain. Lots of little things play into that. We don't really put it together as being related to this, but they are. And so, yeah, keeping those hormones, specifically, as you mentioned, testosterone and growth hormone, and exercise is one of the best ways to keep them as high as possible. So there are a lot of different benefits from exercise, not just sometimes the ones we throw out there about some of the other disease processes and just feeling better and, you know, losing weight and that kind of thing. That's all important, yes, but actually preventing some of the aging process or slowing down some of it. We can't really prevent aging, but we can slow down and try to live the fullest life we possibly can. All right, well, very good. Well, Arlene, kind of give us a couple tidbits out there as we wind this podcast down. Anything you'd like to tell them to put it all together?
Well, I would like to say one more thing, Dr. Clark. One of the questions I always ask my clients is, how do you deal with stress? And the reason is that stress is one of the things that can age a person the most. And it's not that, well, everybody has stress. It's how you deal with it. And so what I'm getting at when I ask them that is, are they handling their stress in a positive way, or are they handling it in a negative way? And that, of course, is important, because exercise is so great at de-stressing people, at helping you deal with stress better. And because the stress builds up and cortisol is released in your body, and it just ages you. So I think that's a really, I think that's really important. And just to say that, I mean, in my life, it's helped me handle different times of stress that I've had. And I have 4 kids, and that's wonderful, but it's also very stressful. So exercise helps me with that. And yeah.
I absolutely agree. I'm a exercise fanatic as well. And I like to do it late in the day myself, just because I use it more as a stress release than anything. I'm not a big exerciser in the early morning. That's just me. But anyway, yes, it's a great stress reliever, and I think it is only helping us with that anti-aging as well. All right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. We're going to wind this podcast down here. If you want more information, I would encourage you to go to either our corporate website, which is cfwls.com, or if you want information where I specifically talk about different topics every single week, I mentioned it earlier, Losing Weight USA. You have access to me to ask questions every single week. I do a half-hour webinar. And if you want more information, go to that site, www.losingweightusa.com, and we'll talk to you on the next podcast. Take care, everyone.